This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. The Department of Natural Resources and Conservation's Spring Water Supply Report does not bode well for Montana. Quote, the outlook for spring and summer runoff is currently poor, and stream flows are likely to taper off earlier than usual this summer. That's according to Michael Downey, the drought program coordinator for the agency. He was the one that compiled the information. Paddling rivers could be tougher, with April to July stream flows forecast at 70 to 80% of normal. Many Montana reservoirs are holding more water than normal as dam managers prepare for less runoff. For example, Dead Man's Basin Reservoir near Harleton at the end of March was at 126% of normal, with 64,000 acre-feet of storage. Last year at this time, the reservoir had only 42,000 acre-feet, the result of 3 years of severe drought and high irrigation demand. On the western side of the state, however, quote, Hungry Horse, Lake Kootenai, and Flathead Lake are likely to receive below-average inflows due to low snowpack. The amount of moisture that falls in the next 8 weeks will be crucial, the report noted, as the snowpack in most of the state's sub-basins was well below 75% at the beginning of April. Quote, depending on temperatures and accumulated precipitation, conditions have the potential to improve or degrade statewide. Everyone that relies on stream flows for a water source should prepare for a challenging summer. Some other highlights of the report. July through December was the warmest on record, with the average temperature 4 degrees warmer than normal. May through September was the second warmest on record. December of 2023 was the warmest on record, with statewide average 10 degrees above normal. Given the mild December, it's no wonder that Montana's high-elevation snow telemetry network sites set new record lows for November and December. The period from June 10th to August 20th was also exceptionally dry, resulting in record low stream flows and greatly diminished soil moisture in some areas. By early September, 40% of the state was in moderate to extreme drought. Although February 2024 finally brought above normal precipitation for all of the state's river basins, except for the Tongue, the month also saw warmer than average temperature that melted off much of the snow. According to the report, conditions this summer will hinge on both temperature and precipitation. April, May, and June are some of the wettest months of the year east of the Continental Divide. To the west, however, precipitation generally tapers off as summer approaches. The group behind a ballot petition to ensure abortion access in Montana's Constitution formally kicked off its signature-gathering campaign on Tuesday, telling supporters it is critical the initiative pass in November if Montana wants to avoid restrictions being imposed like those in Texas and other Republican-led states. Montanans securing reproductive rights had already started gathering signatures to try to get Constitutional Initiative 128 onto November's ballot last week in some of the state's most populous cities, but Tuesday's event at the Mount Ascension Brewing Company in Helena marked the official start. They need 60,000 signatures from Montana voters by June 21st. Martha Fuller, the CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana, one of the organizations that makes up Montanans Securing Reproductive Rights, said, quote, we can no longer let politicians threaten access to our life-saving essential care. Speaking to several dozen supporters, members of the group, which includes the ACLU of Montana and Forward Montana, said they believe Republican lawmakers in Montana will continue to push the bounds of the 1999 Armstrong versus Montana Supreme Court decision that found Montanans' right to privacy includes a right to abortion access. The Bozeman City elected Chuck Wynn as the new interim city manager for Bozeman. Wynn will fill the position vacated by Jeff Mihalish. Wynn is the longest tenured city employee, beginning his public service as a volunteer firefighter, working his way up through the ranks to fire chief, then Bozeman's assistant city manager. Longtime Polson attorney and former state legislator and Speaker of the House John Mercer has applied to fill the remaining office term for former District Court Judge Deborah Kim Christopher, who resigned from the bench effective April 5th. Christopher's term officially ends December 31st, 2024, and Polson attorney Brett Cotter is the sole candidate for the position after that. In his application, Mercer cited several reasons for seeking the short-term appointment, the first among a sense of duty. His appointment, he wrote, would give Cotter time to wrap up his practice and properly campaign for the office. Mercer has spent 42 years in private practice at the law firm Turnage, Mercer & Wall in Polson. He was elected to the Montana House of Representatives in 1984 and served 8 terms, 4 as Speaker and 1 as Minority Leader. He finished an elected term on the Polson School Board in 2023. The trial of a Lincoln County man accused of running over a Montana Highway Patrol trooper during a law enforcement pursuit more than a year ago has begun in Libby. 42-year-old Jason Allen Miller is charged with attempted deliberate homicide, criminal endangerment, aggravated kidnapping, possession of dangerous drugs, and criminal mischief following the February 16, 2023 incident in North Lincoln County. Miller has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He remains locked up in the county jail, bail at $1.5 million. Trooper Lewis Johnson suffered life-threatening injuries in the incident near Rexford and is still recovering after returning home to Chester in October of 2023. Tuesday was spent selecting a jury of 14, including 9 women and 5 men, 2 are alternates. Wednesday began with opening statements from Assistant Attorney General Thorin Geist, who is prosecuting the case, and Defense Attorney Daniel Wood. Geist argued that the evidence he and fellow prosecutor Celine Kopke would present would show aware of the warrant for his arrest and that the defendant wanted to get away from law enforcement at all costs. Wood wanted jurors to consider the question of intent. A 3-foot-tall robot with blinking LED lights delivered a shovel to Montana Governor Greg Gianforte on Wednesday afternoon at the groundbreaking for Gianforte Hall at Montana State University, a new 3-story building that will house computer science and related fields of study. The Gianforte Family Foundation donated $50 million to help fund the building, which is scheduled to open in the fall of 2026. John Paxton, director of MSU's Gianforte School of Computing, noted that the 2 large classrooms in the forthcoming building would be named for computer pioneers Alan Turing and Grace Hopper. Quote, if a student looks up inside the Grace Hopper classroom, a moth 3D is printed on the ceiling. Grace Hopper was the person who coined the term computer bug after discovering a moth had shorted out a vacuum tube in a 1940s computer. Alan Turing helped development of various early computers to help break Nazi codes during World War II. He decoded intelligence critical to the Allied success. The classrooms will offer large desk spaces especially convenient for computer science students. That's according to Camille Custer, a senior majoring in computer science, who spoke at the proceedings. Quote, "It is common in universities to have little desks that can't hold both a notebook and a laptop." Custer is expected to graduate in May. She continued, "But these new classrooms will have high ceilings, large tables for students, and lots of natural light. The warm tones and inviting appearance of Gianforte Hall will make it a lot easier to work on a computer all day long with natural sunlight and mountain views." The university also held groundbreaking ceremonies for four new MSU nursing education buildings in Great Falls, Missoula, Bozeman, and Billings. On April 23rd, the university will hold its fifth and final groundbreaking ceremony for a nursing building in Kalispell. The Biden administration on Thursday finalized a new rule for public land management that's meant to put conservation on a more equal footing with oil drilling, grazing, and other extractive industries on government-owned properties. Officials pushed past strong opposition from private industry and Republican governors to adopt the proposal. The rule from the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management, which oversees over 380,000 square miles of land, particularly in the West, will allow public property to be leased for restoration in the same way oil companies lease land for drilling. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said the changes would, quote, "restore balance to how the U.S. government manages its public lands." About 10% of all land in the U.S. falls under Bureau of Land Management jurisdiction, putting the agency at the center of arguments over how much development should be allowed on public property. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, and 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.